I'll bet you how this works. It's like all different views of the room. I think wherever I walk around, it still sees me.
Yeah.
Sees the door. I see the doors in one pane. And it's recording. There you go. Yeah, so we had a kasha. On the device of Akiva and Adair from the Nui. Mar says it's the Tanoi. They're arguing about the Yidon of the Dom of Mishal. So the Mar says, the device, the yard of the Tumas Chomets, the Eichel Tumas Chomets, the Pesach. Yes, Rabbi Kiva says he popped Rabbi Yechon Nui says he chay. So Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Yechon Nui, ma hanoi yesh lebo? There's no Shabbos. So what's, ma hanoi yesh lebo? The lesson of Rashi is, ma hanoi yesh lekayim. So basically, he said back to him, "I'm like Beichan Nui, Rebbe Kiva. For my no yesh leichel truma b'shakal yemayse shana shem shalom. So every truma tmeo. What I know is the kain hat. So actually, has a lesson, Rebbe Kiva. My no yesh le kain ba umay efsida ze hayalse ba'ano. My efsida." So anyway, so Rabbi Yehuda asked back to Rabbi Kiva, what are you going to say about Truma Tumeo? It's also my no yeshto. So Rabbi Kiva said back then, no, there's a Hatra Asaka. Here there's no Hatra Asaka. Yeah, so the Pella is, what's trapping Rabbi Yehuda Menui? So Rabbi Kiva said, right, Truma Tumeo, there's a Hatra Asaka. So of course it has a Dhamma. And I added, what would Rabbi Yechon Menui hold about the Mesid? If he ate the Mesid, Truma Tumei the Mesid. So I made a mistake, it's not a Mishnah for Eshes. But just in the Svara, you ate Truma Tumei the Mesid of your Gazan Baum, or Stama. I mean, that's a Gazan Baum, that's a case of a Gazan Baum, according to Rashi. If you were a Gazan Baum in Truma Tumei, according to Rashi, if you ate Truma Tumei, you're a Gazan Baum. Or Stama, if you were massing Truma Tumei, let's say, even if you're the Rama, that. If you eat Truma Tumei, the Mesid, it is a partial of Tashlumi Truma. But if you imagine Truma Tumei, what's your Chayev? Why shouldn't you? Chayev is a Pashat, the body of Chayev. It has a Shabbos. Sure, it's Shavu LaHasokha. But what does it become that we want? What's the time of, I mean, that's what the Kiva's answer. But what's the Shat in the Rechon Menui? So I was thinking maybe you could say a word. Mapped them a couple of things. The essence of it can be the Mishal if you don't have Mishal. So one might think, if you meet a Mishal, it sounds like obviously that's a special win by Truma, you give him Paris. Tachas peres, so it's for me the mishalom. The tzadav of fidon the mishalom will become tempting to think like a gazan ba'alma, a gazan pays the fidon. So if you eat truma b'shagig, kashlumi truma also. It's like a gazan ba'alma. It's kashlumi like a gazan ba'alma. I think that's not true. Even the madam of fidon the mishalom, it's not a gazan ba'alma. It's not Tashlumin of a Gazan Ba'alma. It was all the rate that we spoke about before. You know, that there's two Pashas. There's the Pasha of Tashlumi Gezan, the Pasha of Tashlumi Truma, and they're not the same. And Tashlumi Truma, Rashi holds, you could have both Chiyuv at the same time. It could be a Gazan, then you could also have a Chiyuv Tashlumi Truma. So you'll build, right? We saw in Rashi, the Gorim Gazan. You pay l'madam l'fimida m'shalom. You pay l'fimida, but you could still have extra chiyuv maskazin. So for sure, tashlum yitruma is not a parasha of gezel. It's a different parasha. Even if he Taisus and the Ramban, the Rambam, they hold that the gezel maskazin means that the chiyuv maskazin are poka. Now you have tashlum yitruma, and the tashlum yitruma coming l'achmir l'pshtare. The ma'ase tashlum gezel you don't have over here. What you have over here is a parasha of tashlum yitruma. It's a different parasha. Tashlum yitruma. With dinim, keren, chaymish, and so on. We have a machlekes, how to evaluate the tashlum yitruma. You evaluate the tashlum yitruma l'fi the mida you ate. You evaluate the tashlum yitruma l'fi the mida of the hefsid of the kayin. Listen, Rashi, it's ma'ev sida. Rabbi Kiva is l'fi dom m'sharim. Rashi is ma'ev sida. What were you maps of the kayin? We have to evaluate what you were maps of the kayin. But it's not because it's midin gezel b'yarma. It's midin tashlum yitruma. But the machlekes of the machlekes l'fidomim l'shalom or l'fimidim l'shalom is how do you evaluate the parasha of the tashlumin of tashlumei truma? The special parasha of tashlumei truma, is it evaluated l'fi the midas achila, how much you ate, or l'fi the midas ahefsid, how much you were mapsed the kai? That's in sakla machar. I'm not saying anything there. Just understand, not to get confused. Even if it's l'fidomim, it's not gazlin. It's tashlumei truma. Number two. It happened in when a Zara eats truma, we have two things. We have the Issa. You violated an Issa, it's Chayav Misa V'dei Shamayim. And also he took away the Matan Niskun, he appropriated the Matan Niskun of the Kayav. We already spoke in the past, the Chayav Tashlumei Truma, Keren Chaymish. The chiyuv of keren l'chaymish kaparo, the parasha of tashlumei truma, which is a kaparo, is that for the iser, the violating of the iser of achilas truma, the desire is an isiti truma, or is it for the encroaching on the matnas kun of the kayin, for the taking of the matnas kun of the kayin? So I told you that the Biskirov in the letters at the end of the sefer, the Biskirov learns up in the Rambam. But the chiyuv keren l'chaymish is not for the iser, but for the din matnas kuna. The truma is nitin l'kehanim, and when the zar eats something which is nitin l'kehanim, so he's usurping the matnas kuna of the kohen. So he pays keren l'chaymish. Skov learns it up in the Rambam. He says it's meduik in Rambam that sicha does not have there's no lav on sicha. Rambam, when the Rambam talks about the lav of Zar Shachal Truma or Tamei Shachal Truma, so Rambam only has a chilul b'shti, doesn't have sicha at all. He only has sicha by two things. In Perik Yud, when he says that Truma is nitin l'kehanim, in Perik Yud Aleph, he says Truma is nitin l'kehanim l'chilo ulushtiya ulusicha. And a very good one. He talks about carrying the chaimish. He says that if you ate that dovish, if you ate, or you were shayse, or you were soch, a zar who was oichel or shayse or soch, truma is chayav carrying the chaimish. So the Biskov says medayik in the Rama that the din of a sichah kishtiya was only said in the dinim of what the truma is given for, the matnas kuna din. The din of matnas kuna, it's given for achilushti and sichah, and that's the mechayav carrying the chaimish. Carrying the chaimish comes from the fact that I'm taking the matnas kuna. So truma is nitin l'achil v'shtiyah l'sicha. So there's a din of karen l'chaimish for achil v'shtiyah and sicha. But there's no din of sicha. But as far as the achil is concerned, the iser achila, it says like all machalos asur. It's all machalos asur. The Rambam also no din of sicha v'shtiyah. If you're soch with chaza, you're not even allowed their ass. So the discovery, we see the discovery says this yisoid. He says in the Rambam that the chiyah of karen l'chaimish is not from the lav of achil v'shtiyah. Right? There's a lav. It's a lot. Zayla not allowed to eat truma, but that's not the mechayet. That's not what triggers the karen l'chaimish. The trigger of the karen l'chaimish is the din matnas kuna shema. In the Rami, he says an afkamina. Mamash an afkamina. A practical afkamina. Got be sicha. Sicha is not included in the lot, but it's included in the din matnas kuna and it has a din karen l'chaimish. I wanted to say a similar mahalak in the Rashi when the Gemara talks about soch. You weren't quoted the Mishnah that Soch. So Rashi sent you, where do you know the Sichas Kishtiyah? So Rashi sent you to Gemara at the end of Yuma that Sichas Kishtiyah by Yom Kippur. And I ask, what does Rashi have to say? To make an analogy to Yom Kippur, it's a Gemara Mefresh Shani, the Gemara brings it right, so that is Zar, who suck with Truma, is, if there's an Issa for Zar to be suck with Truma, the Gemara has a, Gemara brings Sukkim. Maybe there's one pasuk of the drasha from the pasukim over there in Amar. I forgot the drasha from the pasuk, and then it brings the other pasuk that the that you have in Bayam Kippur also of remind the kibbutz with the Hashem and Batsmas. But Kapanim, Rashi sent me to the wrong address. We're talking here about Chumah. He should send me the Gemara needed. He's talking about Chumah. Why did he send me to the Gemara about Yom Kippur? So I explain. Yeah, Etzim Yisrael is alberich to beskirov. That the Gemara Nida is talking about the Issa. It's Perish talking about the Issa Zaras. And basically, like the Yechal was called Shabbat Yisrael. Talking about the Issa Zaras. The Gemara over there really wants to compare it to the Issa of a Kayan Tome. That's for sure. Nothing but Mamas Kuma. So it's an Issa for a Zar to teach Rumo, for a Tome to teach Rumo. So there the Gemara has a lot of Sikha Kishtia. There is the din of Sikha Kishtia. He was talking about Karen Vachemish. Karen Vachemish is not analogous. Karen Vachemish has nothing to do with the Issa Zaras. Karen Lachem has to do with the Din Matnas Gunashiva. So that's not, so therefore Rashi doesn't think it's analogous to Gemara Nida. It's more analogous to Yom Kippur. Because you see by Yom Kippur that Sikh is a kind of Chai Nefesh. Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat and drink, it's you have to take Mizana. And being Soch is like breaking your fast. You see, it's a kind of Chai Nefesh like Achil and Shtiyah. So that's Negev to more, that's more analogous to what is the Truma Mitten to the Kayana. In Nida, it's more an issue of like what are you doing to the truma by putting into a guf tami or into a guf zar? So then we bring the other pasuk. And I spelled to the Rashi over there in Nida. He says it's talking about klala. What is, who cares if it's talking about klala? Because that's the muscle. The klala goes into the rasha, the way the truma goes, the way the sicha goes into the body. So you see, it's like a knisu. It's like a chmas of the gufa, and then that's a chilul of the truma. Akapanim. I want to bring out this issue. That the din of Karim HaChaymesh, the Pasha for Shlomi Truma, is tied in to the halacha that the Truma is nitten to the, is nitten l'kehan. And the Chiyuv, Karim HaChaymesh, comes from the fact that I'm taking the mat, I'm taking mat l'skunu from the Chayim. What would be the muscle if the Kayin, without saying what a case might be, we'll see in a second. What would be if the Kohen had Truma? But not the Torah's Matnas Kuna. We could have a case where the Kohen has Truma, but it's not, there's no case so far, but it has nothing to do with Matnas Kuna. He's not eating it, the Torah's Matnas Kuna. I mean, obviously that's never the case, but I'm saying, in theory, could there be no Chiyuv Karen L'Chemish? Karen L'Chemish is due to the fact that it's tied up with the Din Matnas Kuna. The truma was nitten to the kehanim, l'achil shti and sicha, and now I'm taking it for something else. So now the third leg. Truma tmeya is mutter b'hasap. It's mutter with hanah. You're allowed to be nana b'shas b'hasap. More than the rabbi from a drasha, ani he named the sabbath and mishmeres trumosai, which they trumas a gossam adaba, achas trumat tahira, achas trumat tmeya, that trumat tahira, it's knitting to the kehanim for achil and steel. So trumat tmeya is also knitting to have a nose hesek. So this is you're allowed to be nana, trumat tahira, you're not allowed to be burnet and be nana from the, it's a violation of mishmeres. Trumat tahira is only for achil and steel. Truma Tmeya, you burn, and you can be nana from the Hesek. So first of all, it's a Machalkes Yishayim, the Mishnah Melech, Perek Beis, Afilchus Truma's Halacha Yudalim. Barichus Doyle, he said, well, not Barichus Doyle, but Barichus, you know, the Mishnah Melech doesn't even count as an Arichus. But the Mishnah Melech, they just brings that it's this Machalkes Yishayim, when you burn Truma Tmeya, is it only nitten for Hanos Hesek for Kehanim? Or even for Israel, even for Azar. And he brings it to the sheet of Taisvis, is that it's also Azar. It's only for Kahan. He brings a few Taisvis in charge. It's only for Kahan. But he brings it to Rash. In Truma, he says Chaylip, and the Rash says that, in that Torah at least, it's Mutter, even Azar is allowed to be an enemy Shas Hesed. what I see from that Rash is that the din that you're allowed to be mene from the Truma of the Shas Hesek, it's not a matnas tumah din. Because then how could it be? It's a din that Truma of the Shas Hesek is mutter by an osh. When you're burning the Truma, the din is you have to burn the Truma. While you're burning the Truma, you're allowed to be mene from the Shreifa. But that's not limited to a kayak. That's mutter to everybody. Which means that the Hanos Hesek is not a matnas tumah din. I think you can see a similar thing in the Rashi. There's a Rashi at the end of Tamura. Talked about this Rashi this year, from earlier in the year. The Mishnah over there counts the various Sri Anah, which one's on the Strophim and which one's on the Kvar. Some Sri Anah you have to burn. Some Sri Anah you don't have to burn. You can bury them. You can bury them. The Mishnah lays down a rule that doesn't really matter first, right? The second, the Mishnah has a rule that on the kind of Strophim, where you cover back from the Kvar, where you suffer. But those you say I know that you're supposed to bury, you're not supposed to burn. Because if you burn them, the ashes are going to be awesome. So it's just going to be a takala. You say I know that you're supposed to burn, so the burning takes off the Yisrael. It's like you see your site over there. Those you say I know that you're supposed to, that the Torah didn't legislate burning, Basabachala, for example, it doesn't say in Torah to burn it. It's also about no. So you can't leave it around because somebody's going to be nichshol in it, so you bury it. But Torah didn't say to burn it. So burning it doesn't do any good because all you're going to have is ashes that are bosa b'chalav. So I know it extends even when it became ashes. I'm still being netted from the bosa b'chalav. So therefore, burning bosa b'chalav is a bad idea because at least when it's not burned, I can see what it is. If you're going to turn it into ashes, nobody knows what it is. My sister's bosa b'chalav. But those who say no, the Torah said you're supposed to burn, like Arlo, for example, those who say no, the Torah said you're supposed to burn, so their burning is a good idea because the burning takes off the burning fulfills the isser. That's the Torah said you're supposed to do with it. You burn it. And when you burn it, the Isser is buck. So among the Nisrofim over there, the Mishnah lists Truma Tmeo. So Rashi says, that's not clear. How do we know that Truma Tmeo is from the Nisrofim? It's really not so much. We're just saying that the Truma Tmeo is from the Nisrofim. They have to burn Truma Tmeo. We have a pasuk Shulchat Dehei. They might have been nene from the Sreif. But where does it say Halacha that Truma Tmeo is supposed to be burnt? So Rashi over there says he brings the drasha from Yoron Shabbos that you're allowed to be nene b'shas Sreif. That's what you see that it's minan Nisrof. So it's very not clear. What does one thing have to do with the other? Yeah, it says you're allowed to be nene b'shas Sreif. It just doesn't say you have to burn it. Says in this pasuk, I need a safi. He brings this drasha. I need a safi. It's referring to my side. Shulchot dahei la'asik betachas tashulchot. That when you burn truma tmeo, you're allowed to be netted from the esek. Or maybe the shaylim too, according to the Rashi, are allowed to be netted from the esek. But where does it say that there's a din you have to burn it? If you don't have to burn it, leave it around. Or you can bury it. You don't have to burn it. What does it say that you have to burn it? I think the pshat in that Rashi is that Rashi learned that the heter to be nene from the Sreifa, the reason why Truma Tmei you're allowed to be nene from the Sreifa is because the Sreifa takes off the Isra Hanah. And that's a feature, that's a distinguishing feature of Nisrofim, that their Sreifa takes off the Isra Hanah. It's making it backwards. It's taking it backwards. We know things that are also by no, one of the, when something, we know that those things that you're supposed to be Sreifa, the Sreifa then takes off the Isra Hanah. So Rashi now reasons backwards. It says you're allowed to be nene from the Sreifa of Truma Tmeo. So you see that the Sreifa takes off the Yisrael. No, it must be that it's from an Nisrofim. But if that's the case, then I think it's Mukhlan in this Rashi also that the Kohen can be nene from the Truma of the Shas Sreifa, it's not because this is what the Truma was nitten for the Kohen to be nene. For the Kohen to be like Achilu and Shtiyo. The Kohen can be Eichel v'Shoysa too. That's because nobody would ever say that the reason why a Kohen can be Eichel v'Shoysa Truma Taira is because the Achilu Mishdiya takes off the Yisra Hanah. It wasn't also to the Kohen in the first place. It's nitten to the Kohen for Achilu Mishdiya and Sikha. So I would have said the same thing by Truma Tameya. Truma Tameya is Nitim Achilu Shti and Sicha. It's not because the Achilu Shti and Sicha takes off some kind of Isra Hanot. It's because that's the fulfillment of the din of, that's what the Truma is Nitim for. It's Nitim to the Kayyab, Achilu Shti and Sicha. So Rashi says, so I would have put Truma Tameya Shalchar is the same thing. It doesn't say anywhere you have to eat it. A Kayyab doesn't have to eat Truma, but he's allowed to eat Truma because it's Nitim Achilu. So where did Rashi see that Truma Tameya is from the Shrofim, it's supposed to be burnt? And therefore, if you burn it, the ash is a mutter lazarim. That's also a corollary. The fact that Truma Tameya is meant on the Shrofim means that when you burn Truma Tameya, the ash is a mutter lazarim. So Rashi said, how do you know? So Rashi, because you see the Torah said that you're allowed to be an end of Shasreifa. If the Hanav Shasreifa was limited to Kehanim, only a Kain is allowed to be an end of Shasreifa, because that's part of the Matnas Kuna Shabai, then I don't see that burning it takes off the Sreno. I think it's Meduik and that Rashi. Yesh Mokum Lusakish, maybe not, but I think the past is Meduik and that Rashi. Al Derech the Rash that the Mishnah Melech wrote. And when you burn it, it's Mutter not only for Kayanim. It's not a Madness Kuna Dikadin. When you burn it, it's Mutter Lachalayla. It's Mutter Lachalayla. And the answer is because Truma Tmeya is Menan Isrofim. It's an Isser Hanoah. Because Truma is also Hanoah Lazar. So when Truma Tmeya is also even to a Kayan, even a Kayan's not even. So it has Isser Hanoah. It's not a regular Isser, it's Hanoah Shal Kili. But it's a kind of Isser Hanoah. But the Torah says that when you burn it, you could be Nana. While you're burning it, you could be Nana. So you see that it's the Menan Isrofim, that the feature of Isrofim is that when you burn them, the Isser falls away. The issue goes away. But what I want to bring out from that Rashi is that the fact that the Kohen can be Nenna from the Truma Tmei of the Shas Shreifa, he can be Nenna from the Esek, that's not because the din of Truma is to be that it's Nitin Lachil Shtiyah L'Sikha Ula Esek if it's stomach. That's not the way to, maybe point to the other sheet, that only Kohen can be Nenna, maybe that is the way to look at it. But upon Lafi the Rash, the Mishnah Melech, what, that even Zarim could be Nenna. And I think he's doing it that way in Rashi. But Rashi says the head that I know comes from the fact that it's Isuya, it has a dinner like of Nisrofim, that when you burn them, they become mutter. So at least I have a group of Rishayim who hold that the heter that to be nene from Truma Tmei, the Shas Esek, is not a matnas kuna de kadin, which would be limited to Kahanim, but then it's just that the Shreifa takes off this right now. It's also, when I add to the Marv, there's a Taisus and Dabman Bob Moral for us and Sophim. Taisus Dan, are you allowed to burn Truma Tmeya and Yom Tov? I have Truma Tmeya, and I want to burn it on Yom Tov, and I'll be Nenna from the Shreifa. I'll use the Shreifa to cook my chant. So, Chayrin Shemimutar Yom Tov, Eichel Nefesh. But the Ma'aseh, the Mishnah says that you don't burn Truma Tmeya on Yom Tov. The Ma'aseh, the Rabbanon. Anyway, that's the whole discussion. It's a sugya from the Atzmon. So Taisus brings from the Rivah, that there's no Heter Lechel Nefesh. Here's Rivah. It's on Mem Vav Amud Aleph. You want to look? It's about a little bit less than halfway down the line, down the page. The last two words on the line in Taisus are the Tirutz Riva. The Shemin shall chulin mutter lahatakana asai mutter kamashim mutter lechel. Regular Shemin of chulin, you're allowed to burn on Yom Tov, and you could be nene from the light, from the heat, because that's lechel nefesh. Aval Truma Tmeya dasur b'chol hanois. Truma Tmeya is also b'hano. I know shall kili. You're allowed to, I don't know, sell it. But you're not allowed to be nene in a way of consumption. Nimsa shavara ain't allowed no el l'shem mitzvah sefer. Truma Tmeya be'etzim is also b'ano. You burn it because it's a mitzvah sefer. El l'shad Torah leik b'idin yenim in a mitzvah sefer. But the Torah said, while you're burning, you're allowed to be nene. Be'etzim, you're burning it because it's a mitzvah sefer. The Torah wasn't mapped, but the Torah said, while you're burning it, you're allowed to be nene. Oh, that's very similar to the Rashi at the end of Tamur. But Etzim, you're burning it because the din is you have to burn it because it's also Bano. There's a mitzvah Sreifa. That's why it's Min and the Sofim. The fact that the Torah said you're allowed to burn it indicates it's a mitzvah Sreifa. While you're doing mitzvah Sreifa to get rid of the Yisra'anah, the Torah wasn't mapped, but while you're getting rid of the Yisra'anah, so then you could be in it. Now, he doesn't say the Ferish is even a Zara or only Canon. Maybe, even a Zara. And even if we'll say not that way, even if we'll say, like, those who showed him that it's also to a Zara, and it's only a Kodesh Lad of an Enem Shasreifel. But it could be that this is still true. We don't allow a Zara to be an Enem Shasreifel, because at the end of the day, it's not yet. At the end of the day, it's anomalous. Usually, Surya Noah, even though you're allowed to be Nana from the ashes, but only after it's ashes, can't be Nana of Shas Reif. Here we're being more Mekel, we're letting you be Nana of the Shas Reif. That's a Chiddush. So it could be that Chiddush, maybe. So the Rash holds that even that's not limited to Kehanim. Even that extends to Zohar. And we can say that. Maybe that doesn't extend to Zohar. Maybe the Kehanim can be Nana of Shas Reif. But even Taisus holds that only a Kain can be Nana of Shas Reif. Which is the pasuk trap in the drasha, but even the satavan es mishmeres trumasai, v'sati lochem es mishmeres trumasai, v'shtei trumas hakasim adav, v'achas trumat hayo, v'achas trumat meo. It sounds like it's a nasati loch, it's only the kehanim. When I said the mishmeres brings it, it's machai kishishay. But even those who show them say that it is limited to the kehanim, they could still agree to the riva that be'etzem it's also v'hano. You see, now to do it on Yom Tov. That's the rivos. That's his right. He's coming to explain why now to do it on Yom Tov. He says, because be'etzem it's anachal nefesh, it's not nitten to be nene from the seifa. It says, then you have to destroy it because it's sirsuri anoh. While you're destroying it, the Torah wasn't makbid that you should be nene at the same time. And that maybe is limited to kehanim, because the drosh is nasati lachem. Maybe that's still limited to kehanim. But it's still true that it's not that the truma is, you're not burning it because this is what the truma was nitten for. You're burning it because it's a mitzvah seifa and sirsuri anoh. This is from the nisrofim. It belongs to the class of the Shofim. Those things that are also going on, the Torah said you have to get rid of them to Shreifa. Torah wasn't mapped to the Hunan of Shas Shreifa, because we have a Joshua. Shas Shreifa, you're allowed to be named. If that's the case, so maybe we could say a word and we could say Avon and Abyechim Benu. Abyechim Benu said, Rabbi Kiva says, if a Zara eats Truma Tumeya, Zari's Truma Tumeo, he has to pay Karen the Chedesh. So Yechim Benui said, I'm sorry, Rabbi Kiva said that he's Tarechel Truma Tumeo, sorry, the other way. Rabbi Akiva said, if you eat Truma's Chometz, you potter, because the Fidom is Mishal. So Rabbi Yechim Benui says, no, the Fimita is Mishal, don't pay the Fidom, you pay the Fimita. And what's the machlokes? It's the fidam or the femida. That's the winning word. Kitanot. They're arguing about the femida, the fidam. That means Rabbi Kiva says, I look at the domim. The domim means what were you max of the kain? You were max of the kain. Anything? It's chametz. Rabbi Yechon Lewis says, you don't look what he was max of the kain. You look at the mida of the truma. The mida of the truma you have even by chametz. When I see 88 agree with chametz, so it doesn't matter. The kain. Was chomus, the claim couldn't eat it anyway. Doesn't matter, the claim couldn't eat it anyway, but etzim is chumo. Chumo is nitten lekehanim. The mice, the claim can't eat it because it's chomus. It doesn't matter. The mice, it's nitten lekehanim. It's not fizar. It's nitten lekehanim. It's not nitten fizar. It could be that this claim, no, a claim can't do anything with it because it happens to be chomus. But it doesn't matter. It's still called chumo, and you ate chumo, and you ate a grew of chumo, so you pay with it. So now, Rabbi Kiva said, no, you ate the feet what you were maps of the claim. This truma the kain couldn't eat. So maybe it's not called you were maps of the kain. But maybe the nekud here is even according to the kibbutz, because you were maps of the kain, you were maps of the kain, his din matnas kuna. Kain had it for matnas. If you go to Fidom Mishal, it means you measure at the fee what you were maps of the kain. But it's not Fidin Gazan Ba'alma. It's still Midin Tashlumi Chumma. But Tashlumi Chumma is measured the fee what you were maps of the kain, his matnas kuna. So Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nui now asks the kasha of Rabbi Kiva. He says, what about Truma Tumeo? Truma Tumeo, you agree, the Mishnah says the fair is Truma Tumeo, you still pay. My Fsidai. What was the Hefzit to the Kayim? So Rabbi Kiva says there was a Hefzit. What do you mean? There was a Hefzit to the Kayim inside the Hefzit. So what did Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nui want? Yeah, there was Daka. There was 100%. What if Yechim Nuri doesn't know that Truma Tumeo it has a Shabbos, you could sell it for, it has a Shabbos, the Hesed. Maybe now we can say, Sagon of Yechim Nuri, Yechim Nuri holds, that thing could be Nene from the Hesed, that's not Midin Matnas Kuna. If Yechim Nuri assumed that the hefset that we're talking about, if you pay the fimido, so you pay the fimido. It's still chumo. It's still not, it's the kayana maybe can't do anything about it. They can't do anything with it, but it's still the etzim chumo. So it has the fimido. But if you, Rabbi Kiva, want to say it's the fidamim, the other new yasum, even if it's the fidamim, if it's the fidamim, it's the fidamim of the hefset of the kayan mitzadis din matnus kuhuna. Chumo tmeya, the kayan has nothing mitzad matnus kuhuna. So in mitzad matnus kuhuna, the kohen still has nothing from it. So that's the Yechum Nur's time. Ma'af Sidah. He says, Chumat may also you weren't mapsing him anything. So how come over there you have to pay? Lufimi is good. You pay Lufimi though. So at the end of the day, this is Chuma. It was supposed to be. It was supposed to be eaten by Kahan. So and it certainly was supposed to be eaten by Azar. So when Azar eats it, Lufimi though, he has to pay care of the chemist. Doesn't matter if this truma of the kainim had no way to actually fulfill their dimatnuskuna. Even if the kainim can't fulfill the dimatnuskuna, but it's still not needing lazar. So lefi midah mishal. But you, Rabbi Kiva, want to say that you measure the kerem lechaimish lefi the midah of the hefset of the kain. So mirechim you assume that has to mean the hefset of the kainim dimatnuskuna. That the kain could be netted from the hefset, that's not dimatnuskuna. That's because if maybe even Yisrael could be nana. I mean, even if it's only a kohen, but it's because the Yisrael is spok of b'shas esek. So Torah wasn't mach b'shas esek if the kohen is nana. Maybe even Yisrael, but it's not midin matnas kuna. It's not that we wouldn't say that the truma that it's not midin matnas kuna. So if it's not midin matnas kuna, time is avirch and menuri. So then there's no that. So my hefsid like that has nothing to do with tashlumi truma. You have to be in the world of tashlumi truma. You can't just say, well, the kohen had a hefsid on the mark. If it would be b'mezid l'mashul. Or gasin v'alma, you are masik truma tmeya. So Rabbi Yechimnu also knows truma tmeya. You could burn. It has a shabbos. You could sell it for firewood, for chocolate briquettes. So it has a shabbos about it. And the meeting gasin v'alma, we're fine. But Rabbi Yechimnu is super dover poshut that tashlumi truma is not meeting gasin v'alma. It has to be meeting tashlumi truma. So tashlumi truma means either lefi mido, the mido of the truma, the mido of the peris, or lefi the domim that you were masik the kain from his matnas kuna, the amount of the shabbos. Of that you were maps of the kohen from his din matnas kuna, but by truma tmei where it's not me din matnas kuna, so then that has nothing to do with the case. So that was a different news time at Rabbi Kiva. Then it says it's hard time Rabbi Kiva taka, and now the kasha is the other way around. So what's the have on what's the shot in Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva says that you do that it is lufi domim. Rabbi Kiva holds lufi domim, and he's but by truma tmei you pay domim. Why do you pay lufi domim? Because you were maps of the kohen, and I'll assess it. That's not a good tashlumi. What does that have to do with tashlumi truma? That's not midin matnas kuna b'cha. Especially those who show you hold that even a zak could be nana b'shas esek. So what does the pastor say? You're a master of the kain. Is you? That's a guy gazan b'yam. Emes tzakash in the kiva. In fact, formulate the kasha is especially acute. The feed those who show you hold. The mishumel says that it's the shita sarash. The feed those who show you hold that a yisrael could also be nana from truma tmei b'shas esek. So in Yisrael, so what were you maps of the kain? What's the lefi domim? What were you maps of? You maps it in the hesek? That's not a man that's going to dip it in the hesek. Yisrael could also be nana from the hesek. So we didn't gazan the alma, it's still a hesek. It still belongs to the kain. We didn't gazan the alma, about a year gazan the alma. The Hanos Esek, it belongs to this is the Kohen's property. If Yisrael wants to be nana from the Bashas Esek, he has to pay the Kohen. So we didn't gasin the alma, you were maps of the Kohen. But the Khair Lafidoma Mishalam should be measured in a Matnas Kunadika way. In a Matnas Kunadika hefst. I don't know, maybe Rabbi Kiva holds that. Maybe Rabbi Kiva holds at the end of the day, the Zara over here wasn't nana from the Esek. The Zara actually ate it. Right, the case of Kerem Chaimish, the Zara actually ate it. So there's a testimony to me here. The Zara Taka ate it. The child is, how do we measure the amount? So the kilos, not Lefi Mido, you measure Lefi Dom. So maybe in the measuring of Lefi Domim, the Domim could be a regular, the measurement of Lefi Domim could be a regular Domim. Okay. Maybe if Kiva holds, the etzim I ate, he ate the tumor. The Zara ate the tumor. So he did appropriate the amount of skull. I mean, it is called tashlumi tumor because he ate it. It was not eaten to the Zoram for Achila. The Kayanim couldn't eat it either. The Kayanim couldn't eat it either because it happens to be tumor. But that anyway is true. Truma Tumei, you pay Kerem Chaimish. We don't say, well, it's outside the parasha of Tashlumi Truma. The Mishnah says, Echa Truma Tumei, Echa Truma Tumei. Even though it's Truma Tumei, so the Chaimim themselves really couldn't fulfill their manus kuna dikatin, but that doesn't mean that the Tzar gets to have it. So if the Tzar eats it, he still has it in the Tashlumi Truma. L'man normal if he meet the Mishalim, so you pay if he meet without a problem. We don't say, well, what did the Chaimim happen? That's still called Tashlumi Truma. Shal is man normal if he meet the Mishalim. Rabbi Kiva holds if he meet the Mishalim. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zuri felt that you, Rabbi Kiva, if you hold the feet, I'm sorry, Rabbi Kiva holds the feet domim mishal. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zuri held Rabbi Kiva l'shitoscho that you pay the feet domim, it should be a domim of matnas kuna. How much was it worth in a matnas kuna, the cassettes? What was it worth for the kohen inside his dinim matnas kuna? And maybe Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold that way. Rabbi Kiva holds no. How to evaluate how much you should pay? You evaluate it like a gazan b'yamah. But it doesn't mean that you're paying me din gazan b'yamah. You're paying me din tashlumi truma. But the shuma, you do lefidat domim what it's worth in the market, and it's worth in the market is lehesek. It has a shavus in the market lehesek. Maybe that's the shakut hayir between Rabbi Yechon Duri and Rabbi Kiva. Let's go back. I want to finish the market.
Right.
Yeah.
It has no value for a spooner. Why would? I mean, in Svara, it makes sense to pay the Bimida, but I mean, to say you pay the Bimida because you're not sort of a Mida, but why is it actually high payback? If the whole point is to assume in Truma, there's no Dinaman, Manaskun, or Shunit.
What's a Kapara? I mean, we talked to Chomets, but what kind of Tfis Mamma do you have by Chomets? So we said from the very beginning, from the Bishakov, the Truma Tmei is not a Tfis Mamma. It doesn't start with the Tfis Mamma of the Kay. It starts with the Chiyuv of the Tzar. Who ate matnas kuna, which he had no business eating. So he appropriated matnas kuna. The fact that the kohen couldn't do anything with it anyway, yeah, but it's chomus, kohen can do anything with it. At the end of the day, it's matnas kuna of the kohen. Talked about shnei dvarim einim shesuah, the masam of pasuk kibud b'shusay, what even makes it belong to the kohen? The Torah said, by Rabbi Motz, it belongs to the kohen. Bottom line is, it's matnas kuna of the kohen. And now the Tzar is eating matnas kuna of the kohen. So that's a din Torah, if you eat matnas kuna of the kohen. So it's like a me'ilah. It's kind of imbued, like it's in the ilo. You're eating something that's outside of what's. It's not given to Zoram. It's given to Kohen. So there's a din, Kohen. So there's a din. You have to pay tashlumi truma. The din tashlumi truma is not even gezel b'yama. Gezel b'yama and chometz, you will never have gezel b'yama. But it's a din of tashlumi truma. You appropriate the matnas kuna of the kohen, so you have to pay. Forget that's scholar. It's a matnas kuna that could do. And that's why there's a tzad to say lefimida, that even when we're talking about how much, we don't look at the hefzid of the kohen. Why would we look at the hefzid of the kohen? We want to know how much did you appropriate from the kohanim? We would measure it in squares, in cubic centimeters. We measure it in volume. How much payers did you appropriate from the kohanim? Those payers you have to return to matnas kuna. And even giving it back is a matnas kuna dikatin. We said that was the bisakos alvod. It's not a tashlum to the kohen. It's a din matnas kuna, except that it becomes mamon hasheva the vayis kohen. That was the right at the beginning. The mandam lefidomim. So how do we understand lefidomim? So that's what I'm saying. Even the mandam lefidomim doesn't mean it becomes a gezel dikatin. It's still a matnas kuna dikatin. The shuma is lefidomim. When you want to know how much matnas kuna did you eat, how much matnas kuna did you take? Did you appropriate? So you don't look at the volume, you look at the domim. But I think Rabbi Kiva would say, they're looking at the domim. So Rabbi Yochanan Nuri took that to mean, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri holds the fimito. But he looked at it, he heard Rabbi Kiva say, lefi domim, and he assumed lefi domim also means how much domim were you mafsid the kohen is matnas kuna. So Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says, and that's Rabbi Chomes, Rabbi Kiva says, Yipata. So Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says, Truma Tmei, also you weren't maps to define anything from his manus kuma. Because he ain't giving anything to Esek, but that's not manus kuma. Rabbi Kiva would say, no, we're not measuring how much you were maps to define. We're still measuring how much you ate. How much truma you ate, just like the femina mishal, just like the man number of femina mishal. We're not looking at the hefzid of the kohen. We're looking at how much you ate. So I think Rabbi Kiva's rejoinder would be, even according to me, Rabbi Kiva, that I think the fidam mishal, that the fidam is just a way to measure how much you ate. We don't look at the Torah, how much you ate in terms, you know, how do we quantify how much you ate? So we don't quantify in the volume. We quantify it in dhamma. But the dhamma is the way to measure how much you ate. When you're now recreating it, in order to replace it, so we measure it in dhamma. So the Maaseh Terumah Tumeah has a dhamma.
That's how Rashi explained the Shita of Fidama. So the Torah only Makrin and Piris. You pay the Fidama Kshar Tashlum.
Right, Kshar Tashlum. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. Tani Yidach. Rosh Lakhain is a Kaddish Dover earlier stage. At the Eichel Tumas Chomas, the Pesach Shepot, the Minat Hashlom. So, when we made some different Rebbe Lezman Yaakov. So, to begin with, Rebbe Lezman Yaakov brings a drosh. But if you eat Tumas Chomas, it's something new. But if you eat Tumas Chomas and Pesach, you potter, not because it doesn't have a domen, but it's exactly a kosher. The Nosan Lakhain is a Kaddish, Dover earlier stage. What does one thing have to do with the other? So, Rashi explains. You give the kayin the kaidish that you ate. Alma roy liyas kaidish. Alma roy liyas kaidish oya. Shekish shilin big mosul yeh shen kaidish chal olof. Meaning, you ate chametz. You ate chametz. If you were mafish chametz, it would not become tumma. That the Gemara wrote before. That the you can't be mafish chametz and making it to tumah. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara later on. The Gemara has a drasha for that. That chametz can't become tumah. That's the kuliyam. Chametz can't become tumah. Even according to basic lila, it's mutar banav. It's also b'achilo. But since it's also b'achilo, so you can't be mafish it as tumah. So that's how it starts off. Blessed Yaakov has a drasha. That if you eat Chumas Chametz, he has a new drasha. Everybody agrees there's this drasha. You can't take Chametz and make it into Chumah. Here, you're not trying to make Chametz into Chumah. I ate Chliyei Chametz. He wants to be Mapesh other pairs that are not Chametz and give them as Chumah. But we have a drasha. We have a drasha here. We know in HaKadosh that since the Chametz that he ate, the Chumah that he ate was Chametz. So was Chametz. So the Chumah that if he's going to have to pay, it's going to have to be that he's going to pay something like that chametz. But that chametz that he ate could not become chumah. So there's no doing you have to pay for me. I should be able to mishalom the gemosim. I ate chametz. I have to be able to pay back in chametz. I pay back in chametz, you can't, because chametz can't become tumah. So maybe there's no fee. That's the thing. Dear Rebbe Lezman, Rebbe Lezman Chasma Mechad. So first of all, Rebbe Lezman Chasma obviously doesn't have this drasha. I mean, he might agree you can't make tumah in chametz, you can't make chametz into tumah. But this new drasha, if you eat chametz, you're potter, because it's not the, you have to be able to be mishalom dugmos, so Rebbe Lezman Chasma doesn't help. Then there's another issue about Dhamma, where's the Lufi Dhamma? So we'll see. Omer Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov, Rebbe Lezer Chasma. V'chi ma hano yesh toibot. Rebbe Lezer Yaakov said to Rebbe Lezer ben Chasma, how can you tell me that he's chayev? V'chi ma hano yesh toibot. There's no Shabbos. So Rashi learns, v'chi ma hano yesh toibot. L'akoyim bo. U'ma v'sidot. Ni nami d'les l'chadroshim. U'ma yishalom ha'il ve'in le'idomim. So good Rashi learns the Gemara, Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov holds the Fidom Mishal. So that's Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov's time with Rebbe Lezer ben Chasma. I understand you don't buy my drasha, but it's still chametz, it has no Shabbos. Taisis is a different Shabbos. Taisis learns that Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov doesn't hold from the Fidom, he holds the Fidom. I know here is Mahano Yesh Leibo. Absolute Chayyim Shas Kesha. I don't want to get into it right now. Absolute Rosh with Gemara later on. But the Kitzur of Lesson Yaakov's Taina is, since it's also Ba'ana, so it goes into the drush of Anos Lekainis HaKadosh. It's not tiny that it's Lefidom Mishal. No, also Fiyos Lefimid Mishal. That's the Gemara later on. The Gemara later on says that this drusha, that you can't make chametz into truma. That chametz can't become truma. It's only when it was like Hoysel and Shasa Kesha. Something that was chametz from the very beginning was like chametz b'mechuber. It was always chametz from like it's shas b'yosa or shas tibuloi, so that can't become truma. But if you have parents that were roy to become truma, they weren't yet chametz, so it wasn't yet pesach. They were roy to be truma, and then it became pesach. So then you could be that kind of chametz. You could be makrish for truma. So Taisus here is miyaseh that that's only true if you're basically that really chametz is mutar b'ana. So it's only not roy lachilo. So it's a technical. So that's it lacks in loy. All right, but l'didan that chametz and pesach has also b'hana. Then I don't care if it's chayshul shasakesh or not chayshul shasakesh. It's not really nesin at all. You can't take chametz since also b'hana. It's not a bar nesino. So maybe you can't turn it into trum. Trum has to be a bar nesino. It's a chiddush taisus. So maybe taisus plugs it into the gemara. He says if lezing yakav taina is. Here it had a shasakesh. This chametz, I could take the chametz that you ate probably had a shasakesh, and you could certainly take new chametz in it that has a shasakesh. It would be the gemosa. But since chametz pesach is also b'hano, my fsito it's also b'hano, so that for sure not a bar nesina. So then it for sure goes into my drosha of anos l'kayin esakeish. Linyaneinu, we're not doing that with sugya namigibul, and we're going to be skipping it anyway. But linyaneinu, Taisus learns that b'leis minyakiv doesn't hold l'fi midam mishal. He's not saying l'fi dom mishal. He's saying l'fi midam mishal. He's saying to go with his drosha. He's saying, I have a drosha of anos l'kayin. You have to be able to get, if you ate chametz, you can't give truma chametz to mosa. And even though it had a shasa kaisha, now I'm now elaborates. Even though maybe you can say to me, no, chametz had a shasa kaisha. Maybe it had a shasa kaisha, so then it is called a bar nesina. So he says, no, it's not a bar nesina. It has no domim. It has no. It's also about no. We don't hold like a base really. So if it has no, if it has no domim, so then it's sure not called a bar nesina. So it certainly plugs into my drosh of anos l'kayin that you have to be able to pay risk to gemosa. And since what he ate was chametz. And he's going to, so he has to be able to pay with chametz, and can't pay with chametz because chametz is also banah. So therefore, it's not a bar nesina. Anyway, the kitzur, he's plugging back into the drush. The big revach in Taisus Trav is that the fi Rashi is a big problem here in the Gemara. Where Rashi wins the Gemara, there's a pashut problem. Okay, Taisus Pshat in the Gemara is much more complicated. Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara is much more simple. That's what the Gemara sounds like Rashi. That's like what Rabbi Yechim and Nuri said. That's what like Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Yechim to Rabbi Yechim and Ben Nuri before. Ma'ano Yeshlibo means lefidom mishal. Where's Rabbi Kiva's lefidom mishal? Now Rabbi Lezer and Yaakov using the exact same lashon. Ma'ano Yeshlibo. It sounds like Rashi. But the problem is with Rashi that if Rabbi Lezer, what's the problem? You tell me what's the problem. Again, what did Rabbi Lezer and Yaakov say? He starts up with the drasha. When also Lakayin Sakaidis, a fancy drasha. That if you ate chametz, you potter because you have to be able to pay with payers that are dugmas to payers that you ate. And the payers they ate were chametz. And you have to be able to pay with chametz. But you can't pay with chametz because chametz not really is true. So drosh. Lezen Chasma disagrees. He doesn't have the drosh. He doesn't have the drosh. Lezen Yaakov says to Lezen Chasma, he says, but what about Mahano Yeshliba? Where's the Shabbos? Rashi explains because Lezen Yaakov holds the Fidomi Mishalom. So you, if there's no Shabbos, you put them. So what's the obvious problem? If he holds the Fidomim, what does he need the drasha for? What's the point of this drasha? If you hold the Fidomim Mishalom, then of course you put the Fidomim Mishalom.
Maybe is it not possible just to suggest for Rashi that he's saying, Rabbi Yehuda was talking within Rabbi Yehuda. He's like, according to you, you hold the Fidon. So why don't you? So how does it make sense to you? Well, why does Rashi necessarily say that Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov holds the Fidon himself?
The fact is, Rabbi Chasna holds the middle of that. What are you answering? Amalei Rebbe Chasma. So in Taina Tevelezer Chasma, you hold the Fidomen, so the Shitoscha, So
yeah.
Why do you have to pay? So he answered him, because I hold it's Mutabana, I hold Chamas Mutabana.
Here we have Menor did the same thing to Rikio.
Yeah, that's the more says in Amshit. That's the more says in Yechim, he answered Rabbi Kiva. He answered Rabbi Akiva from Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Chomus Pesach, is also Bana. That's why he didn't answer like Rabbi Lezer Chasma. I hear, maybe you're right. Rabbi Lezer and Chasma, that's the Gemara says at the end. Rabbi Yochanan is not the same as Rabbi Lezer Chasma. They gave different answers. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Lezer Yaakov said the same thing. They said, Maha no yesh lubam. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri's response was, I don't care that he has no hana. Truma Tmei, there's also no hana. Hey, look for me though. Listen, Chasma's answer is it's mutabana. Chamas is mutabana. So that the Gemara precisely just going into that. So the Gemara points that out. So therefore, you see that Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yechiel Nui holds Chamas Pesach is also bana. His answer is the Fimid the Mishal. Rabbi Lezer Chasma's answer is Nadi Lefi is not Lefimid. It's not Lefimid the Mishal. By this, he agrees Lefi Dama Mishal. He holds Lefi Dama Mishal. He just says Chamas is mutter. It has Dama. So you're saying maybe you're right that maybe Rabbi Lezer and Yaakov knew. He already got to Tudas, and he knew that Rabbi Yechon, I mean, he sees him, he knew, he was talking to him, he knew that Rabbi Lezer Chasma holds the Fidon and Mishal. So he said, L'shitoschel is where's the Domin? But I hold the Fidon and Mishal. Kenzai. Actually, the Rish Yosef, he didn't understand this, right? I mean, it could be right. The Rish Yosef is the Prima Godin. The Rish Yosef says that the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos says, Shtukim L'Gel L'Halacha, how do we pass them? Fidom Mul Fimito. Because Rabbi Kiva, Galotas like Rabbi Kiva, Mechaveiro, Yveloi Mechaveirov. We have a rule, Mishnah Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov Kavanoki. Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov didn't say that many things, but the things that he says are generally L'Halacha. So the Fir Rashi, Rabbi Lezer and Yaakov holds the Fidom and Mishal. We see that was a tag. I'm not Yeshda. So that's a reason to paskin the Fidom and Mishal. The Fitaisis. Rabbi Lezer and Yaakov held the Fidom. Okay, Rabbi Lezer and Yaakov holds it. You're Potter. So the Firashi, you're Potter. A, because it's Yeshda. And because of the Fidom. So you see that he holds the Fidom and Mishal. And then the Tisis. Learns up in Rabbi Lezer and Yaakov that Lefimid Mishalim. When he says Ma'amel Yeshiva, he's just reinforcing his drush. It's really Lefimid Mishalim. That's how the Parish Yosef wants to chedim. Lefim Rashi, there's a reason to hold Lefim Dom and Mishalim. That was Rashi and Gittin.
Rashi
and Gittin,
right?
What?
Rashi passed
and Lefimid. Yes, that was Rashi and Tosfos, right, right. That was Rashi and Rashi and Gittin. I don't know how Tosfos passes, but Rashi and Gittin passes Lefimid Mishalim. Yeah, we had that. There's another reason. Rabbi Lezer and Yaakov, but there's a Stam Mishnah. We had a Chesed Rashi, the Quinter Rashi, there's a Stam Mishnah on Lefim Yidah Mishal. As the Gemara asked, the Gemara would arrive from our Mishnah to Lefim Yidah Mishal. The Gemara was only Deicha, that it were, that the Mishnah is going with Chamas and Mutabana. And the Gemara asked, if Chamas Mutar Manasa, my time, what's the reason to say for the Yipater? The Gemara answered, because don't get the Chuni Ben Akana that Kimu Drabine. So Rashi asked, if the whole difference in the ration is safe is Kimu Drabine, so why say a case of Truma? Let it just be a case of Chamas. So he says, because in the Chamas you attack a Shogun. The Chiddush is that you were amazed in the Truma, and it's going like a Baye, that the Chuni Ben Akana patterns even by Trumitsu, not only by Karas, which means that, and it's made a Cheshman that it's a Baye in the Sugitok. The Gemara is defending a Baye. So we made a cheshbon. Therefore, the Firova comes out that this isn't available. So you have to say the only pshat in the mishnah is the Firmid the Mishal. So this is that mishnah, the Firmid the Mishal. And that's the Rashi in Gittin. Nice and the Ram, the Ravid. Also, the Ram passes the Fitomim. And the Ravid says, the Ram passes the Fitomim is Stomach because Rabbi Kiva and maybe Rabbi Lesson and Yank. Depending on how you go to pshat. And the Ravid says, he thinks that maybe we should pass the Lufi Midah. He says, because he doesn't quite say the Cheshbon that we made in Rashi, but he says, in the Mishnah we have two pshat. Either Mishnah is Lufi Midah Mishal, or if the Mishnah is Lufi Domim, then the Mishnah goes like a Yesi Aglili that Chamas is Mutar Bano, and like a Nechoni Ben Akonah that is Kimu Drabane even on Kars. So that's quite a Das Yochit. That means the Mishnah is like two Das Yochits. So it's better to say the Mishnah is the Femida Mishal rather than to say the Mishnah is like that's a big doicha. And therefore, the Mishnah is, we have a Stam Mishnah, and a Stam Mishnah trumps Rabbi Akiva, maybe even a Blazing Yaku. So anyway, there's nothing here that's definitive. But maybe you're right altogether. Maybe Rashi and Blazing Yaku is not the Femida Mishal. Maybe you're right, Blazing Yaku goes to Femida. We stay with Dvarov. I know you used to claim, but I'm actually going to be Hinami, the Lesta Chadosha. You may shalom hail the only dummy. See any other eitzah? For blessing me, I could help if you dummy. Any reason why you should need the drasha?
I wanted to say that because he brings in the drasha, really was kodesh, he would say you're puter completely. I wanted to be Shtikma Daik and Rashi on the next Amr. He says in top, you're asked Amr by Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Yochanan ben Nori. Avogad is Chai B'tashlumin, Sfri Lady and Ludomin. So, seemingly, he's talking about both of them. But he's saying you're Chai. He's saying you're Chai B'tashlumin, but there's no Domin. So, you're Chai, there's a Chiyu, but you don't pay anything.
Rabbi Yochanan ben Nori said, he's going to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nori. Rabbi Kiva, he's not talking about blessing Yaakov at all.
Wait, he's talking about Rabbi Kiva too. Rashi.
Right. So Rabbi Kiva holds that you're put them in a tashlum because it has no Shabbos. So Rabbi Kiva, we understand that he holds Chamas or Pesach Hasadana. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Nori holds that you're Chayim and Tashlumi. So where did the Gemara see that he holds Chama Pesach is also Bana? So Rashi explains that Yechem Manui, even though he practices says Yechayim and Tashlumi, but he still agrees that the Chama has no Domim, the Chama has no Shabbos. Yechayim for different reasons, like the Femidim Shabbos. And that's what the Gemara then asks. How do you know? Maybe Rabbi Yechem Manui holds that Chama says that the reason why you're Chayim is because it has Domim. You must know that he should have said that. That's not what he said. He said, it's a different answer. So you see that the reason for Rabbi Yochanan ben Nori is not because it's Yesh Leidomim, like Rabbi Elazar Chasma, but because it's Ein Leidomim, but Lefi Midah Mishal. That's all the Rashi is saying. He's going wrong in Rabbi Yochanan ben Nori. Is there a sword that one could say, though? Is any Mokum Sahara? I don't have anything up my sleeve. I'm just wondering if it's raised or up. Is there any Mokum to think that the lesson the act of holds would be done in the Shah? Well, that's the pastus. That's how it goes. The lesson the act of holds may be done, that if you done in the Shah. And yeah, if you get some mileage out of this possible. Muslim players are Kaidish. Papa, Uncle Tumas Thomas with Pesach. Pratim and Tashlum and Lumei Eitzim. If you have to be able to move a shalom, move a muscle. It's in a gap. It's anyway, it has no shadows. Done. What's happening there?
I mean, how could Rabbi Elazar constantly hold with the need of a shalom? Isn't it from this pasuk itself that we didn't catch Joshua that gives something worthy of called the Shigiros? And then once he knows Peros, then...
No, he doesn't not hold from the Pasuk. He doesn't hold he agrees he has to pay Dover early to Stadish. But Shemano, he doesn't agree they need to pay Dover early to Stadish. But he doesn't have this notion that since when you ate this Chometz, you have to pay Chometz. We have to be able to pay Chometz.
Rashi says, Nei nam gulis b'chaha drosha.
That doesn't, doesn't have the Pasuk. He doesn't have this drosha of has a double release tradition of the Mishnah that you have to be able to, you have to pay payers. I mean, this din that payers do most of Chomis has to be run this page. That's a different drosha.
I mean, it could be that I couldn't find an example, but actually, he's making the drosha because there's something other than Chomis that would be included in the drosha. As in, it's not just Chomis, there's something else that's Dabar Radio's Kodesh, and when you eat it, you can't, you haven't supplied the Chomets here because it's part of the cloud, but there's something else that if you eat it,
it's here. We can find a case.
So you have to find
something
there.
That has Shavuos, not really is Kodesh. Yeah, I don't know. To find a case.
Yeah.
Hey, Jack. Okay, we'll stop here. So, Mr. Shem, I decided I'm going to go to Lamed Hey. Maybe we'll have a little bit of Sigis and Matzah. So take a look at the Mishnah, the Gemara, till the Tadats and the Papalim and Beis, at least for the beginning. There's an interesting Ramban of Mohammed's, and Yudam and Beis and the Tapi Herif. It's really going on the Sigi later in that Lamed Bov. But we should get into the whole issue. Just you take it out. Yeah, so you don't have a that favorite if you have a. I don't know, not all Gemara's are the same nowadays, but. I'll send you a picture. It's good news. Right, send you a picture of it. You have a Ramban, but just know which Ramban it is in case your imagination is good. So just in he talks about he's basically Gemara on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. It's a bit hard to extract. I don't know. But when the Indian the Sugya, he discusses if you made massive made Paris. Why it would be possible for the mitzvah, not only because it's Matzah Ashira, but because it's not really loving the chinus. There's a few lines there in their mind. It's like three or four lines in their mind that they get to the Sugya. I'm going to take those lines out. The context doesn't have to concern us right now. Those are important lines. Okay.
Thank you. What? I actually told some between